and welcome to the Ifa Priest Podcast. Eka Bosi Podcast Ibita Ting Binso Oro Ifa. Epa Oro Epa Imaleo. Hello and welcome to the Ifa Priest Podcast Twitter Space Program, where we have conversations, dialogues that are salient in our environment and are important to the growth of Ifa and Dumishas in our different aspects of our daily endeavors as practitioners of the sacred religion of Ifa and Dumishas. I want to say Happy New Year to every one of us for the great thing that Olodumare has done for us over the years and for allowing all of us to be able to meet again today to teach ourselves and to have a proper dialogue and at the end of the day to go back home having picked one or two knowledge in the journey, you know, in our sacred journey towards realization of self. Because we are on a sacred journey to self-realization through Ifa and the Orishas. Tonight, we are on our podcast, episode 7. We are addressing a very important topic, guardians of tradition. We are looking at nurturing devotees' path to spiritual mastery. We are looking at our mastery in our spiritual path as devotees of the sacred religion that we are all practicing. Who are guardians of tradition? Maybe we should first start from there. The way and manner through which we organize a podcast is that I'm going to introduce the topic as the host to each and every one of us. And we can now join into the conversations either by asking questions or by adding comments to what has been said. So basically, we are going to be looking at three things under the three sub-themes under the episode Guardians of Tradition. Who are guardians of tradition? First of all, we need to understand that each and every one of us are guardians of our sacred tradition. Omo Yoruba ni wa, omo Kotu Ojire ni wa. It is our sacred duty to see that we guard coherently the sacred spirituality that Olodumare has bestowed upon us as a people. The sacred means through which Olodumare wants us to continually communicate with him. In other episode of the podcast, we have talked about the difference and the diverse means through which Olodumare is interested in communicating with us. However, now that we have decided to be part and parcel of our own divine means of communicating with Olodumare, there are so many things happening within the Isheshe community. There are so many negativities. You agree with me that the essence of the Ifa Priest podcast is to unravel the miseries, clear the stereotypes that has actually bereading our spirituality. In clearing those stereotypes, we realize that every other day there are new challenges, there are new stereotypes, there are different negativities accrued to our spirituality. And then if we look into things deeply, we realize that if you look at different religions and different traditions, there are particular guardians that Olodumare has placed the mantle of leadership upon. Leadership in their various specters. People who are in the leadership of 10 people, people who are leading 20 people, people who have a congregation to lead, people who have multitudes of people to lead and all whatnot. However, because Olodumare has blessed us and has taken upon us the mantle of leadership to lead a few or many people, it is a great responsibility that God has placed upon us as guardians of traditions. When the negative things happening within the Isheshe community keeps happening, it behoves upon us to ask ourselves, What is wrong? Before we can get a clarity to what could be wrong, we need to look inward into whom Olodumare has bestowed upon the responsibility to guard our sacred traditions. Today's episode on the Ifa Priest podcast is to talk about the guardians, those whom Olodumare has seen fit as worthy guardians of our traditions. So as we press further into today's episode, I would like to explain in later what is guardians, who are guardians of traditions. Guardians of traditions are spiritually inclined people, either male or female, who has been bestowed with the sacred knowledge of our traditions and who have been ordained to help people solve different challenges of their lives, grow in their spiritual journey, and attain different levels of spirituality in life. Those people can be regarded as guardians of traditions. For instance, a pastor is a guardian of the Jewish tradition, as much as a babalawo is a guardian of the sacred tradition of our people. However, who are the real guardians? Because in contemporary times, we see that everybody who is well regulated, who has many, many necklaces and all whatnot, is regarded as babalawo. Everybody we have so many self-acclaimed priests and priestesses online, on Twitter, on Facebook, on TikTok, just name it. And we begin to wonder, who are the guardians of our tradition? You begin to see a lot of negativity accrued to our tradition and our spirituality. And you ask yourself, who are our guardians of our traditions? Personally, I have seen babalawos who smoke publicly, who do so many things that is unwarranted of a quality priest. And I ask myself, are these people worthy of being called guardians of our sacred traditions? Is our tradition even sacred enough to have this set of people as guardians of those traditions? So that is a question that I have been willing or have been meaning to answer for a very long time. However, for the purpose of education, who are the guardians of our traditions? Our priests, our priestesses, our cultural advocates, and so on and so forth. But realize that first, we are all guardians of tradition. It is our collective responsibility to see that our tradition and our spirituality is not whitewashed. It is not until you become a babalawo before you realize that, see, come, this is not right to be done in the sheshe. It is not until you become an olorisha before you become a guardian of your tradition. Because whether you like it or not, you are like a... Our people don't know who is who or what is what. So most of the time we realize that our people who come into a sheshe, most of the time fall into the wrong hands. Somebody who is coming into Isheshe for the love of Egungun falls into the hand of somebody who is doing Yemoja. Yemoja person convinced the person that your way is by force, by fire, Yemoja. But it's Egungun that I want to do. He said, no, it's Yemoja. And you end up becoming a Yemoja devotee. Whereas you have come initially because you want to be a Egungun practitioner. That happens a lot in Isheshe. So without minding words, because we need to all go and watch our dear country win today. Without minding words too much, what is the first prerequisite of a guardian? The number one prerequisite is knowledge. 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 Knowledge is key. Knowledge is life. And knowledge is power when it comes to our sacred spirituality. If any back or menu or menu, bawo ko meni omeni ago omeni ago omeni agogogo agojusu igolo adifa fun bawe ne ele tin lo re sile lo re sokore ti gure ebo won pe ko se nje agbe nbe lona mama ki aluko nbe lona mama ki ori dere nbe lona ma ile ki gbogbo won nbe lona mama ki bawe ne ele lo re sokore ti gure to to agbe nbe lona mama ki ifani ba ko omo eni agbon ba o ko omo eni ago omo eni ago ago jushu igolo. I so much love the way Ifa explains things deeply. Ifa says that if somebody is well tutored, the person becomes a wise and knowledgeable person. But if somebody is not properly tutored, the person becomes foolish. And Ifa classifies the level of foolishness. Ifa says that the level of foolishness, if you let me tell you what is called issue ego is, okay, when you want to cook yam and instead of you to cook the yam with fire, you say you want to cook the yam with sun, the yam will not become fresh any longer. And the yam at the end of the day, it will not become boiled. It will be halfway, no longer fresh and not yet boiled. That is the level of foolishness that if I has characterized somebody who lacks knowledge in a particular field of endeavor. If anybody has come in many born. So the first prerequisite of a guardian is knowledge. If I also says in one of the sacred rules of Ifa, if I need a lag by any jagun for bar, a yon bara bar, lo she shag be, and it oba ni ye denu, ni she ishe baba la wo, and it oba ni ye denu, ni she ishe baba la wo, and it oba ni ye denu, somebody whose quality of reasoning is extremely high, is the one that can be termed as a babalawo. So being a babalawo is beyond the fact that I can cook one as a jet for you. I can do one incision for you. I get jazz. I don't get jazz. That is not a yardstick or prerequisite for being a competent babalawo. The yardstick or prerequisite for being a competent babalawo, if I said it, if I says it is in the quality of our reasoning. And the quality of one's reasoning, it cannot be that high without one's primordial knowledge in Ifa. If one's knowledge in Ifa is not deep, you cannot call yourself a competent babalawo. That's what I'm saying in the sacred Odu. Knowledge. Knowledge is important. So as a guardian, irrespective of the field that you want to guard as a spiritualist, you would realize that the first thing is to seek knowledge in that field. Seeking knowledge in that field is one of the yardsticks of becoming a guardian of a far knowledge. In today's time, you realize that a lot of people don't even have knowledge of what they are doing. You ask them, what's happening? They don't know anything. You go to somebody for divination, and at the end of the day, the divination almost becomes like an interview. The person is interviewing you. Person using psychological sense to ask you or to gather information from you. But you are the priest. You are supposed to know. Your divination, that is the essence of divination. You don't go to an hospital for maybe a scan and the doctor is now asking you what's inside your belly. No. Or it is the doctor that does the scan. The scan is done for you. And it is the doctor's. It's in the best interest of the doctor to see that the scan is being explained to you or the outcome of your research is being given or explained to you, even if you don't know what the outcome might be. It is the duty, it's the prerequisite to explain to you at the end of the day, this is what is happening to you. It is the right of the doctor to interpret the test that has been carried out upon you. However, somebody who is not knowledgeable will never be able to interpret anything to you. So if you go to anybody as a devotee, whether as an Olorisha, yes, Olorishas too do divination. If you don't know today, they do divinations, and they do divinations with cowries. Their divination might not be as advanced as a babalawo. But then, a divination whatsoever will be able to say a thing or two about the diviner, that the diviner has never revealed to the priest or the priestess. That is when you are sure that this is a right divination. Because in our spirituality, you have to go through diagnosis for everything that is done for you. So if anybody tells you, because something is wrong with you, I have a solution to it. The person is a liar. In African spirituality, we don't joke with diagnosis. We do diagnosis. What can be wrong before we prefer solutions? And the method of our diagnosis are not carnal. They are spiritual. So whether you go to a priestess for a problem, before the priestess, before the Olorisha or the Babalawo or Onisegun or Olosoyin, before anybody can prefer ordinary a way for you, it is in their best interest as somebody who is knowledgeable in the heart and the process of our ancestors to first of all make findings through what is called diagnosis, spiritual diagnosis. Because most of the time, what they think is wrong might not be wrong. Or they say, don't worry, that thing that you said, because you are losing your contract, Abi, I have one jazz that works for not people not losing their contract. No. You would note that that person is interested in curing the symptoms that are happening to you. A good priest, a good priestess, who is knowledgeable in the heart of our spirituality, knows that over time, or as time, or as the nature will have it, a lot of things happens because a lot of things happen. It is in the law of nature. Not if I is the first law of motion. Action is equal to reaction. An object will not move from a state of inertia unless it is acted upon by an external force. That is what we learned in school as the law of first law of motion, which means that you will not, under no circumstances, have any problem if one energy or something has not happened. If nature remains at inertia, if nature remains in a state, in its primary state, without being acted upon by any other force, our life is going to remain the way it is. If all things being equal, if nothing has changed, if nobody is influencing one's life anyhow, under no circumstances will anybody or anything happen to alter the course of our lives. It is now in the best of our interests to know what could have altered the course of my life, whether in my place of work, whether maritally, whether with my friends, with anybody. So it is only a priest who is knowledgeable that can do diagnosis to ascertain what could be wrong in order to be able to prefer possible solutions to it. So the first prerequisite of being a guardian is knowledge. Seek knowledge. If I need come in Nifa, King Koe Nifa, come in Logan, King Fee, Baba Etutu. So the annoying path, if I say it in Ogunda ID, is that people who have no knowledge, guardians who have no knowledge, there are great implications for them in order for them to be saying things they don't have knowledge about. If I need a K, really, I want a K. I want a one, really, I want. Or Dale, really, I want Dale. I want a one, really, I want. Soro, soro, ribi, I want more. I benu di baba, di bobo. Big, but don't tell your mole, gone, dear form, life, and shall lose it, if I shot it all. A bon one, because she. Ọrun mi la bi mo ba se ke o ifa orinu oro mi wa dowo ile dandan ni. So ifa says that if as a priest, whether you have called by Olodumare or you called yourself, if the not under any circumstances have a knowledge of a particular issue and you attend to that issue, or you talk about it, or you give a false outcome, it's just like saying that somebody who is not qualified to be a doctor does a diagnosis for you and that gives a false diagnosis. If I say that, there is a very devastating reward for such person. The sacred Odu. Let me recite that verse in English.
Ifan says the liar is going to the home of the liar. Birds of the same feather are flocking together. The oath breakers are going to the home of the oath breakers. Birds of the same feather are flocking together. The gossips have nowhere to go again. He who cast Ifan for he who speaks in many unreliable ways. That is the first message for Orumila. When he is going to, when going to Ife of the truthful, he was advised to offer a bow and he complied. Orumila, if I tell any lie, you have seen my intention. My matter is surely in the hands of Ile, the mother half. So Ife has already placed the judgment upon whether you are a babalawo or your Olorisha or Olisegun or Olosoyin, that you have no knowledge about the spirituality. You are say, it's like, oh, that pay, you are now using ideology to make diagnosis for people without having concrete knowledge on the method and the modus operandi of diagnosis within our spirituality. Ifa has already made us understand that such people are going to see devastating results from Ile. And don't forget that we all are inhabitants of the heart. So, the first prerequisite is knowledge. For a devotee, you would know if somebody is knowledgeable or a priest is knowledgeable by virtue of diagnosis. As guardians of traditions, in order for us to be able to nurture devotees to concrete path of mastery, we ourselves must first attain mastery. So that is where the yearning for knowledge must come into play. Because we are interested in developing the life of those who are coming behind us, we must, and that is why seeking knowledge in Ifa is inexhaustible. It's an inexhaustible journey. We must continue to look for knowledge so that at the end of the day, Ifa says in one of the odus of Ifa in Ogbe Ose, Ifa ni ise to si awa ise kuko osi to ta awa tala ni to ba pe to ba ya afi oro baba lawo si eririn to ba pe to ba ya afi oro baba lawo se itan paje. Ifa is making us to understand that truthfully, in the course of seeking knowledge, it is a tedious task, it's a tedious journey. Some of us who went through all those journeys know how suffering it can be, how hard it can be to harness knowledge, to gather knowledge, to seek for the knowledge of ancestors. But Ifa says that those suffering that we are going through, those hard times that we are going through, they are only temporary. The moment you are knowledgeable, you now begin to live a flamboyant life because your life has now become a life where people, everything you need is given to you freely. Because you now have the knowledge of Ifa embedded in you. So the first task or prerequisite to be called a guardian is knowledge. The second task or the second prerequisite to for being a guardian of Ifa and Orishas, for those who are part of the school of Ifa and Orisha studies course routines. I remember that we have done this course in our routine. For those, Mr. Daria, I know you are aware of that. For some of us who have done these courses before, there is a course being offered by the School of Ifan Orisha Studies. The course says the philosophy of initiation. That is the name of the course that we used to offer. In that course, we talked about the philosophy, the ideology behind initiation. You say, go and initiate into Ifa, go and do this, go and do that. People don't know why. You just go into initiation, you just do what you want to do, and at the end of the day, you don't realize, you don't even understand why you are being initiated. I cannot count the number of people I know who have been initiated, and if I ask them, what have you been initiated into? They don't know. What is the reason why you are being initiated? They don't know. Why? What is the rationale behind the initiation? Can you explain the philosophy behind what you have just done to me? They don't know. But yes, they are initiated. So I put it out to you that you should please reach out to the Ifa priest of the Ifa priest school of Ifa Nusha Studies on Twitter, TIP_SIOS, to
see some of the courses. You can register for the courses and be part of the classes to have a deep understanding on the philosophy of initiation. However, for the sake of this podcast episode, the second prerequisite for being a guardian is initiation. Initiation, and this is common within our Olorishas. I know of about 20 or more people in the UK and in Europe, or so to say, or in America, more than 20, even more close to 50 people that I know who have Olorishas at home, but they are not initiated into the Olorishas. And I ask them, what level of connection do you have with your Olorisha spiritually? You don't have any connection. They just give you Olorisha to take home because they want to collect money from you. So the prerequisite for being a guardian is to be initiated into what you want to guard people through. It's like saying that I am a practicing doctor, but I have not been certified as a doctor by the Nigerian medical school. I don't know who, or I'm a lawyer. And I represent people in the court of law without being certified by the Nigerian Bar Association. Is that possible? No. It's a crime. So if you are a babalawo, you have no right to use your pele for people without being initiated into the hour of your pele. Yes. People use your pele. I've seen babalawos who use your pele. If you are not initiated into the Okpele, you will not understand the philosophy of the Orisha Okpele, because the Okpele itself is an Orisha. And that's why you see many Pabalawo walking around the street. They'll put the Okpele in their pocket as if it's just, they don't have a concrete understanding of the Okpele from the perspective of an Orisha. They see the Okpele as, is it not this wood? Is it not this thing? Because why? They have not undergone the initiation into Okpele as a babalawo. And they just utilize the Okpele as a tool. So they see the Okpele as a tool. They do not see the Okpele as an Orisha. There are babalawos who have not gone through the rites of Ikinfa. Because before you can be able to use the sacred knot to do divination for people, there are some certain rites that you have to be initiated into that you can do before you can say, okay, you want to use it for people. So the second step, the second prerequisite is initiation. And what is initiation? Initiation is the rite of passage that gives you spiritual access to a particular energy within the spiritual realm. If you are initiated into Ifa, you have been given the divine right of access to access the energies and the blessings and the workings of Ifa till eternity. So if you want to become a guardian of Molokun or Orisha Aje, there are plenty on TikTok now. Before you know it, there are Aje Kinikon, Ya Oshun Kinikon, Ya Kinikon Kinikon. I'm not saying that, yes, there are guardians of our traditions who are not genuine guardians. There are so many guardians who are genuine guardians. However, if you are listening to this podcast, I want you to know today that you cannot just be a guardian of a particular Orisha without being initiated into that Orisha, so that there is going to be a divine connectivity between you and the Orisha, so that every step that you take, you are rest assured that it is divinely coordinated. You don't just, because people's lives, people's businesses, people's journey cannot be attended to on the basis of trial and error. Our spirituality does not deal with trial and error. We don't say, well, let's try this if it will work. No. In our spirituality, in Ifa and Orisha, we are certain, because having done a competent diagnosis, you are certain as to the direction through which you will take. So with a competent diagnosis, you know that, yes, this is what we should do. And you can be rest assured that you have competent diagnosis with knowledge of the diagnosis, the means of diagnosis, and with initiation into the energy or the energy source that you want to diagnose through. That way, you'll be rest assured that your diagnosis is genuine. You'll be rest assured that your diagnosis is not something that we cannot really, really be, that's not concrete enough. And it is wrong on all grounds for you to have access to an Orisha
or for you to have an orisha without first initiating into the orisha is wrong on all grounds. I've told people countless times, how can I be an ambassador of Osun, but I do not have any spiritual connectivity with Osun? It's wrong. How can I be an ambassador of Osun and I do not have deep knowledge of Osun? How do I know when Osun is angry? How do I know when Osun is happy? How do I know when Osun has a message to relay with me? I've seen a lot on TikTok where people say Osun talks to them directly. It's a lie. There is no orisha in this part of the world that communicates with man directly like man. No. Every orisha has their means or their portal of communication. No. Even Osoyin. And I'm saying this and I stand to be, and I'm unapologetic about it. Osoyin too will not talk like man. It's fake. So no orisha will speak like man. Every orisha can have, every orisha has a guardian or an ambassador, a priest, a priestess who communicate, who serves as an intermediary between man, the common or the layman, and the orisha. So for some of us who go on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, and we see self-acclaimed orishas who say, Osun is talking to me. I saw Osun is standing beside me. It's a lie. Osun will never stand beside anybody to talk. Osun, our orishas and our spirituality is a coordinated and organized spirituality. Our orishas they are not blabbers. They're not rogues. They're not riffraffs. They are people of eye. That is why we call them Awonti Orisha. They are selected out of the multitudes of energy source in heaven to come and attend to our needs on the face of the earth. So people who have gone through out of the magnitude of the multitude of energies that God has, the ones that have been selected, that have been found worthy to lead us to the path of our spirituality, they cannot be just any person. And we cannot treat them as such. For that reason, initiation is the second important prerequisite to be a guardian of our orishas, of Ifa. If you want, you cannot be a babalawo. You cannot call yourself a babalawo and you have not initiated into Ifa. You cannot call yourself an orisha and you are not initiated into the said orisha. Between you and her, we know that is a lie. Between you and her, we know that is calm. Between you and her, we know that is the beginning of the negativities that is accrued to us as practitioners of our sacred spirituality. How do we intend to nurture devotees to path of spiritual mastery if even we, as guardians of that tradition, we are not initiated into the path that we want to walk them through? How can we walk people through that path? So the second important prerequisite to being a guardian of Ifa and Orisha is through initiation. The third prerequisite, I'm going to say three. There are five prerequisites, but I'm going to say three for the sake of time. The third prerequisite after initiation is ordaining. Let me use the English ornament. Is to be ordained. Initiation does not give you immediate access to be a guardian. No. We all can be initiated into Ifa, but we are not all going to be Ifa priests. It took me 4 years to agree, even after I have studied Ifa, for the love I have for Ifa, for the interest and the inquisitiveness I have into Ifa. It took me 4 years, and with the constant pestering of some notable babalawos that Ifa said, I will not make it in life, say, if I do not become a priest, that I agreed to become a priest. Because why will I be, me that I'm working in a white company? What's I want to go do for priesthood? You know? But when I saw where I had to finally agree with the path of my destiny
that I have to become a priest.
Now, the fact that you've been initiated into Ifa does not outrightly make you a babalawo. No. The fact that you have been initiated into Ifa gives you access into that journey. Does not outrightly makes you a priest.
So today,
we have noticed that a lot of people have been misinformed. So, as a matter of fact, ornament or the process of ordaining has to occur before you can be called a priest. If I explains this in Otura Osa, in the sacred Odu, Otura Osa, if I explain the story of Awodilasa, where Awodilasa, being a priest and not ordained, was making so much money that he didn't realize that he had to do the necessary thing in order to be. And the annoying part is that the Orishas, they are so, their ways are so different that you would be happy in enjoying the benefit and the dividends of priesthood without being ordained as a priest. However, it's within a short period of time because they will give you, I have a story of a babalawo who I initiated him to become a babalawo. He was a client of mine and he was a Yahoo boy. He was every time I divined for him, I didn't even know that that is what he was doing. But anytime I divined for him, this guy was making enough money. You know, if I say the cost of your sacrifice is 50K, wham. The next minute I get my money. The guy was, you know, everything was going smoothly. But at every point in time, when I do divination for him, I realize that I always see the fact that the Orishas wants to kill him. What has he done? Somebody who is dear to the Orishas. Somebody who is interested in seeing that anything you tell him to do is ready. He's doing this, he's doing that. Why would the Orishas? In fact, if I made me understand that Obaluaye wants to finish this person up. And the week if I said it, he was already having measles in his body. So I took my car and I traveled out to Oyo to go and check on him privately. On getting to Oyo, I discovered that this person had been claiming to be a babalawo online and has been using Ifa as a means to do Yahoo. So he goes into people's DM, tell them Orumila sent him to them and all whatnot. And a lot of people, especially white people, they fall into a scam and he has been paid enormously for it. Ha! Toyi ni wamo yinshe. I saw he took me into his room where he placed all his orishas. I discovered that he had fake orishas that he used to show people. Ha! Toyi ni iwomo yinshe. I said, okay. In that regard, I discovered that he was already making enormous money from this business. And if I had told him to stop doing this business, I would have been his worst enemy. In fact, he would not have communicated with me again. He would have gone to someone else. And at the end of the day, he would have died young. So I told him, I said, come. Instead of you doing this, we know that you are already using Ifa. But in Jeru, you know, Endun, let us teach you this Ifa. We are not going to teach you as a small boy who is just coming to the temple. We are going to teach you like somebody who is at the verge of graduating. We'll just give you little knowledge here and there that will be sustainable for you to do some certain things. That way, the Orishas will now know that you are no longer a 419. And you can now convert and become a genuine priest.
As I speak with you today, the person I'm talking about is a certified Babalawo in Oyo town.
Why? What I noticed is that those who are not being ordained, they most times make money
even much more than those who are ordained.
And you see them everywhere. They are big, they are this, they are that. And you now realize that they have not gone through the process of getting the spiritual ornament of ordaining that they have to get through before they can be called to serve. Because as an initiate is different from a guardian. A guardian has been called to serve other devotees, to lead them, to see to the fact that they grow and they become a better version of whom they were before they come to Ifa or the Orishas. For that reason, ordainment is very much an important prerequisite before you can be a guardian. In Otura Osa, Ifani Babalawo Ji, Babalawo Osieni Konkon, Biole, Biole, Ni Babalawo Ori Lodu Olokberi. Be ni olokberi o tete mo pe eni awo nsin ororo oni ni lara ju olowo lo adiva fun awodi lasa tin lo nse fa fun oni karo saju ebo won pe ko se ohun gbebo nbe orubo o gbe tutu ope o tope abu okan fun adiva fa gbe abu okan fun awodi abu okan fa aluko abu fun odi dere ni ba fun awodi lasa won ni kon ka nile ebo ni kon ma se agbe aluko an odi dere with awodi. They were devotees of, they were student of Orunmila, and at their point of graduation Orunmila told them to go and bring money so that they will do their right so that he can ordain them to become priests. In those times the first step to ordaining a priest who is learning is to initiate him into Ifa and to give him his own Ifa. So Agbe, Aluko, and Oyedere were able to do their own rites. But Awodi Lasa, he didn't have money. So he decided to, you know the way we used to do Joimai in today's time, when somebody has finished learning a trade and he does not have the required financial remuneration to become established, the person will go and do Joyman for a while. So Awodi Lasa traveled to a neighboring village to do Joyman. So maybe if he gather a little money, he will come back home and then complete his right to be ordained as a priest. But when Awodi Lasa got there, people in that land, they wanted Awodi Lasa to initiate them into Ifa. Those were the kind of clients that he was seeing. But he himself was not yet initiated, although he understood the process of initiation as a priest. But he has not been initiated yet. How can somebody who is not yet initiated initiate another person? For that reason, Awodi Lasa started initiating them without him being initiated. He was making a hell of money, and he became famous all around the globe. And people were yearning about him, left, right, center. Ah, who is this new Babalawo who came to town? And that is happening in contemporary times. There are so many priestesses, so many priests, Babalawo, Onisegun, Olorisha, who are not ordained to be priests and priestess. It goes beyond just having the knowledge. It goes beyond being initiated. You have to be ordained. Who are not even ordained to be priests and priestesses? They don't know. These things have the downsides to it and has negative sides to it. You are not ordained as a priest. Yet, you have been initiated, but you are not ordained. And you are receiving the due rewards of the labors of a priest. There is a reward negative for that waiting for such people. And this is for our brothers and sisters who, truthfully, you have been initiated. But you don't know that you have to be ordained, whether as Oshun priestess or Olokun priestess or Ifa priest, or
Sean, go please test what you don't know that there is a right of ordaining that you have to pass through in order for you to be able to enjoy the benefits. What is the means of ordaining in a for a babalawo? For a babalawo, ma late. That's what we call one penny or late. Ma late from babalawo. For Olorisha. Olorisha ma ni agbo. One day ma kawe leri agbo. You know? So on and so forth like that. There are certain rites that has to be done before you can. You cannot say because you have a far, you just put a mat on the floor. And you know that Babalawo used to use mats. Just place a mat on the floor and sit down on it. There are grave requisites to that. For the sake of our time, we are going to be stopping in these three places. The first prerequisite for being a guardian of Ifa and Orishas is to seek knowledge. The other prerequisite for being a guardian of Ifa and Orishas is to be initiated, is through initiation. The third one, there are about five for them for the sake of this
point.